cause I don't ride in a huge ass truck. I pop a wheelie on a street bike. Yeah, this fucking dude is nuts.
Did somebody say it's time for the hottest damn show on the internet, Talking Mayhem Mania? It's me. Oh my God, Julian J just sat on Bailey. My new best friend Julian J just sat on Bailey.
Well, the show's over. You guys are your patched slice up by Broadway now, right?
Day. We're good.
There you
we're
go.
Good. Yeah, we're there, pal.
I love you guys got along time. So right. Well during the show.
Just No, it's good. It's good. I totally understand. I'm not offended at all. Don't worry about it. We had a great night tonight. So, you know, it's been a long time since I've had a bad run-in with a guest from Mayhem Mania. So,
you know, it's better than my puppet run-in.
You know what? You know who we don't talk about enough? Chris LaRusso. We need to talk about him some more. So he came down to play Mayhem Mania one time. And, you know, judging by the fact that we've been doing this for like 10 damn years, this must have been like 7 or 8 years ago. We were still in the basement, Sorgi. And he came over to play Mayhem Mania. And there is a glorious picture that someone was able to capture. Me holding the pizza box with the card, looking at Chris LaRusso, waiting his move, and him giving me the dirtiest look you've ever seen in your life. Just like...
Well, I'm used to that look.
And, you know, generally.
You know what? He did so good insulting. And got so
confident. He basically insulted me the entire time. It was rough, man. He's a mean one. Don't you think?
No.
Okay. He's a gem. That's what I always say about Chris LaRusso. He's a gem. Sorgi, let's go through the card. Oh, God. I need another beer after this one. All right. Thanks a lot, DP. Goddamn cat.
Hey, you're not the one who needs the beer. It's going to be Sorg typing in all that stuff to ChatGPT to get the images there.
ChatGPT is going to revolt. All right. Natalya and her damn cat versus Drew McIntyre and his damn cat versus Zelina Vega and her damn cat created by DP. Hey. Dogs and cats on the card together. Well, actually, no. Only cats now. Cats only.
Only. Only cats.
Only cats.
Only cats.
Oh, God. At least you didn't book your own cat. That would have been.
Leo, did you want to be on?
A little untoward. Bobby Roode versus R-Truth, created by Alex Kars. Roxanne Perez versus AJ Lee, created by Tina. Rhea Ripley versus Chelsea Green, created by Katie Arquette. Kevin Owens versus Pete Dunne, created by Brandon NKC. Farewell to our 8-way tag match. Now we have Metaphor versus The Core, created by the anonymous Mayhem Mania general manager, who is forced against his will to use NXT superstars. So his response was using 4 NXT superstars. Asuka versus Dragon Lee, created by Sorgatron out of nowhere. Loved it. And Kazuchika Okada, still a free agent as far as we know, versus Carmelo Hayes, created by Julian J. Sorg, we have a third match has graduated to the super card. And that match is Rhea Ripley versus Chelsea Green. We have to find Katie Arquette.
Oh, no.
She has a very busy schedule. She is always wrestling. We have to run her down. We have to get her back so that we can get her to make her moves. Maybe we'll get her to, we'll make some accommodations if we have to. We'll do whatever it takes to get you, Katie Arquette, back on the show. The people demand it because your match graduated. Congratulations. I'm sure you're very proud. I can't wait to see who you send to space jail next. Your first time you're sending people, you sent Pat McAfee to space jail. She sent Pat McAfee to space jail. That Katie Arquette. What in the hell is she going to do next? Sorg, send Roberto Clemente to space jail. What anti-Yinzer down? All the Yinzer icons are under attack.
Wait, Corey Graves better be careful.
Whoa. Pat McAfee's a Yinzer icon?
No, he's not.
What are we talking about
here? He's from Plum.
Just because he's from here doesn't make him a Yinzer
icon.
I mean, Roberto Clemente technically isn't from here.
Yeah, but he's a Pirates legend.
Icon.
He's a Pirates legend. He did everything that he was supposed to do in Pittsburgh. Pat McAfee did
Yo, Pat McAfee.
He's just from
Right. Pat McAfee didn't do shit in Pittsburgh.
Pat McAfee
he only did shit
fine,
in other parts of the world.
But Pat McAfee is no Dan Marino.
No, I believe Pat McAfee does have a Super Bowl win. So, no, you're right. He is no Dan Marino.
Oh. Ooh. Here's a little fun fact. I actually went to the same high school as Dan Marino. Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Cool.
Dan Marino.
Actually, his teacher was my teacher.
Dan Marino's family's yard and Bruno Sammartino's family's yard were like right next to each other, and they were like neighborhood friends. I learned that when they did the rededication.
So how long does this beef? How long does this beef between you and Pat McAfee go back, Julian J?
I don't have a beef with Pat McAfee.
All right, I just thought
maybe something. No, this isn't an Emily D situation.
This is not like an Emily D thing.
Okay, here we go again.
She was in the chat during the show.
Again.
This is a total has nothing to do with Mayhem Mania. This is talking. Mayhem
you just like it's this whole night you've been trying to like just get me to hit you, huh?
I don't know what's gotten into me. I'm into my second beer. The first one was a Victory Sour Golden Monkey. Well, let's go through the beers. Sour Monkey.
That's a different podcast.
Triple 9.5% alcohol per volume. That's a good amount of that.
That might explain
why I didn't notice that Tina rebooked Cody after she took his match out. Sorry about that, Tina. I just didn't mean to throw you off. The rules are very important.
No, that's okay.
I'm glad.
I also blame Dave who had messed up a previous match that I had in mind too. So.
What match was that? Or are you gonna hold that close to the
I was
going to
collide. I was actually going to collide the silver screen with reality, and it was going to put Zelina Vega versus AJ Lee.
It's not bad. Pretty good.
No, that's good. Yeah.
I like that.
Actually, Matt, my backup match, if you were going to say no cats,
you know what? The problem is that you laid out your case before you named the match. If you would have just tried to name the match, I would have been like, no. No cats.
I know that. That's why I made the case. I draw the line
at dogs, and then everyone would have had to decide where in the animal kingdom I had drawn the line. Like, are elephants allowed? Or horses allowed? Or are they behind the dogs or ahead of the dogs?
Why are you putting this in the universe
now? No one's booking a horse, Sorg. No one's booking a horse.
Bojack Horseman.
They can't book a cartoon.
Listen, a Muppet has been bookable. Maybe booked.
When? No.
Bookable.
Yeah.
Miss Piggy was booked.
Who was booked?
Miss Piggy.
Yeah. That was
because the Muppets were hosts of Monday Night Raw.
That was a moment of weakness on my part.
And I don't think you were hosting then.
Well, then that explains a lot. That definitely explains.
Hence the weakness.
Chad the Shad let that through. Chad the Shad. That sounds like something Chad the Shad.
Don't forget, Beaker is a cousin of Sheamus too.
I know. I recall. I know.
But if you were going to be too hard on me, my match would have been Metaphor versus Justice Day.
Wait, Judgment Day. Metaphor versus Judgment Day. Well, okay. Metaphor. I really like Noam Dar.
Oh yeah,
I really do, and I have like no explanation for why. He's just like he's got good energy. Oh. I don't know.
He's entertaining. He's good in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, the whole him being now despondent about losing him being so attached.
Yeah, I did like the whole thing they did with the Heritage
Cup. It was beautiful.
Cup. He was all depressed. Mm-hmm. Didn't they like do a deal where they like had like two Heritage Cups?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's pretty good. Yeah, and they have a cool entrance too.
Yeah, research department confirmed that Miss Piggy was booked in 22.
Thanks a lot.
And we're pretty sure that was a Chad the Shad year.
That was a Chad the Shad. Chad the Shad. Mm-hmm. Who I've tried to get back for Mayhem Mania. I've tried multiple weeks to get Chad the Shad back here. To do Mayhem Mania again. He keeps, you know, saying he's got something else going on, some roller hockey game. I don't know what the hell he's got going on, but he can't play. What? This isn't a thing he does. This is a thing he does, right?
It is a thing he does. Yeah, actually, yeah.
I can't get Bobby back on. I guess the Penguins are playing tonight.
We'll have him on to explain roller hockey to you too, just like he learned so much about rugby tonight.
I enjoyed talking. I'm a big sports fan, and not just the nice sports that everybody likes. I like all sports, you know.
You are just like digging yourself in a bigger and bigger hole. You know, you're digging yourself in such a deeper hole. You might be all the way to China at this point.
Julian, I beg you to go watch past episodes an old reference, of this people. Show so you could see that this isn't normal. This whole thing that's happening here, this never happens.
Yeah, it's probably because you're sucking down one too many.
I had beers last week and everything was fine. Crap. It's good beer. That's good beer. Don't.
Sour
don't,
monkey.
Don't. Okay, WrestlingMayhemShow.com. Why not? Caffeine TV. Join the tens and thousands of people who are watching and enjoying this show every week now. We are just, it's crazy. Hi, everybody who's just discovering us for the first time. I hope this is the 2 seconds of the show you watch. Wrestling Mayhem Show Facebook group. Sometimes I post the updated Mayhem Mania card there. It's great. Enjoy. Thank you, Julian J. It's been a great pleasure working with you. Thank you, Bailey.
Are you excited?
Absolutely. Boy, am I ever. Thank you, Sorgatron. Stop. Good night. Stay May. Emmy.
I pop a wheelie on the street bike. Yeah, this fucking dude is nuts. And who we trust? The dude who bust and move it up. I've used the stuff to cruise and rush. Booze and blunts. Fucked up. What do you want? This my life. And this my right to take advantage of the drugs I'm given to escape into a greater state of living. I'm just racing to the finish.